Days of Our Lives with Pat Newland on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Topics of interest for baby boomers, such as travel, health, homes, safety, university, the third age, gardening, and more.
And welcome to the show, Kobe.
Welcome, nice to be here.
Now, here in St Albans, we all love our pets, whether they be dogs, cats, rabbits, horses. But as we get older, it's important that we have a pet, particularly if it's a dog, that we can cope with in terms of exercise and maybe, you know, the type of accommodation we're living in. So what are some of the main considerations we should really take note of before we get particularly a dog or even a cat?
Right. So I guess the good thing about having so many breeds of dogs around is that we can find the perfect dog for any person, really, whether they are very active or suffer from any medical conditions which restrict them to home. There are some dogs for everybody. But I guess people need to know their limitation and what they expect for when they actually get in dogs. And I guess one of the first things will be the size of the dog that you want to get, because obviously you can get a larger one and smaller ones. Depends whether you've got any medical issues that will affect them. Most cases, elderly persons will prefer to have smaller dogs, which wouldn't pull too much and will be easy to handle. So size is obviously a major consideration. How active you are, if you are, loads of elderly persons are not necessarily restricted. There are some which are very active, so they may choose to go with some, more of a larger dog or a little bit more of a powerful dogs. The nature of the dog is obviously very important. You can get small dogs which are very noisy or harder to train. So it depends on how much you into growing the dog and be able to train him and so on may affect the choice that you try to get. And the age of the dog is a major factor, because getting a puppy has really great advantages. You get a nice little dog which you can actually train and mold the way you like it to be. On the other hand, it may mean sleepless nights, loads of...
A bit like having babies, children.
Well, exactly the same. So, yeah, all those sleepless nights and puppy training, which involve, weaning in the house and sometimes have any other accidents. Sometimes they don't grow exactly the way you want them to be. Sometimes they train you, really. So some people will be up to it and some others not. And luckily, there are so many options to adopt dogs these days. That can be a great solution for somebody.
Yeah, because, I think if you, instead of having a puppy, if you go to maybe a dog rescue center, you can pick a dog and you'll already, first of all, it will already have been house trained, but you'll also have a good idea what its temperament is.
Yeah, in most cases you do. Obviously, charity is trying to be transparent about the nature of the dog when you about to get one, so you will get the information. You will know if you had any bad experience or what's his temper. Obviously, in some cases, you will get surprises, but you get a little bit less if you obviously adopt one.
Now, one thing we mustn't forget about is, well, the cost, because dogs and cats and any pet, for that matter, can be quite expensive, and dogs particularly, obviously, food is expensive. And also, talking to you as a vet, if the dog or the cat or animal becomes unwell, then you've got to cope with the possibly, quite high vet's bills.
Yeah, of course. You probably need to divide it to different type of expenses that you will have when you get a dog. The first one is obviously the purchasing price. If you get it from charity, you may not pay a lot. If you want to go for a purebred from a posh area, you may pay thousands of pounds for that. Then you've got the maintenance and preventative care, which you can find out that it's reasonably okay, but I guess for larger breeds it's obviously going to cost much more. Most practices, us included, are doing pet health plans, which basically helps you to spread the payment for your dog over the course of the year. And obviously there are the unexpected expenses in case that your dog is getting injured, which can be quite high, obviously. Luckily, there are so many insurance companies in the market which will insure nearly every dog. That definitely helps to prevent those surprises and be able to cope with them in the best way if your dog is needing in need of any treatment.
And obviously our lifestyle has a part to play in this too, doesn't it? Because apart from the fact it depends whether you live in a house with a big garden or a flat, but also whether you're at home, to be at home with your dog, because some dogs really don't like to be left alone all day. So, I mean, if you're still working, that can be a problem, can't it?
Oh, certainly, not just for elderly person, but for anybody. Your lifestyle should really determine what kind of dog you want to get. If a person is not at home most of the day, it's not a good idea for him to take a dog which requires lots of attention. On the other hand, you've got some breeds which will be okay to stay by themselves for long hours. Anyway, we don't recommend to leave a dog for too long. There are dog walkers and daycares that can be used for that. But that's a major consideration when you choose which breed to get, or if to get a dog at all. Maybe you should get a cat.
Well, cats are a lot easier, aren't they? Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm right, but I've always been told that dogs, that the bigger the dog, the shorter the lifespan. You know, the small dogs tend to live longer. I'm just thinking now, you know, we have to think about if, say, we're, I don't know, maybe early 60s, it'd be fine to buy a real bouncy dog like a boxer. But then you have to think, well, you know, what am I going to be like when I'm in my 70s? So the age of the lifespan of the dog can also be quite an important factor when you just choose which breed to get.
Certainly. In general, as you said, large dog live shorter, unfortunately, with the largest one live less than 10 years. And the smallest one can reach up to 17, 18 years old. I guess rehoming is not always a big deal. So in case that the dog needs to be rehomed, there are so many charities and other organizations which can help with that. But nobody wants just to let his dog go, so it can definitely something that you need to consider.
Okay, so just say where somebody that lives in a flat or in a house with a small garden. I mean, are there any particular breeds of dogs, or say small dogs, that are particularly suitable for living or spending most of their time, say, in a flat?
So I guess it depends on your lifestyle. If you are a person who lives in a flat and looking for a dog which will be more of a lap dog, you probably want to go with one of the smaller breeds. Examples will be Shih Tzu, for instance.
Yes.
Quite a nice, very lovely, has a great temper, will sit next to you on the sofa for hours, probably wouldn't bark too much, and can be the perfect companion. Some other dogs can be poodles, for instance. They're very smart. They're relatively easy to train. They don't shed, so if somebody suffers from allergies, that can be the perfect dog for him. They've got in all sorts of sizes. You can get a toy, you can get the miniature, you can get the standard. So they can fit nearly every person. Other dogs will be, for instance, pugs. Pugs are very lively. Very playful, very happy, will always welcome you. They don't need a lot of exercise, which may be, which is probably because of their downside, that they are belong to a breed which is called brachiocephalic breed. So they tend to have quite a lot of breathing issues. So it's a very popular dog, but for us vets, it's a bit of a controversial one, just because we see a lot of them coming with breathing issue. But their temper is amazing.
Yes, I mean that's a bit like my dog, which is who's a beautiful boxer girl, but it's a similar kind of problem because the face, the nose is slightly squashed, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So their nose is a bit squashed, and it's not just the nose; it's all the breathing components are not designed in a proper way because of obviously loads of inbreeding, and that's the way they've been designed. As a result, they find it very difficult to breathe, and sometimes they can have serious breathing issues. So there are some procedures which are designed to help and ease the stress on the breathing system, but in general, they do have more problems when it comes to breathing.
Okay, now it's important not to forget the cat lovers who may be listening. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, are there any particular types of cats that are more suitable for older people to look after?
Cats are a bit more tricky. Most of them will be independent cats anyway. So they can be the perfect companion because they don't require a lot of attention. Some of them will love it, but in most cases they get their own space, and they don't really need a lot of attention. They are much cheaper to run, obviously, and some person will find out that long hair cats will be a bit more challenging to maintain because they require brushing on a regular basis. The short hair are a little bit easier in that respect. There are so many stray cats and cats which needs rehome. There are loads of charities around us. We work with the two local ones, Cat Protection and Hearts and Paws, which will be happy to to provide with cats. They are very lovely, and loads of people will love growing them instead of dogs.
Well, thanks ever so much, Kobe. I mean, I think we did mention this a little bit earlier, but all cats and dogs, maybe particularly dogs, are useful because it encourages us to go out and take exercise, which is important. And dogs and cats both have a really therapeutic effect, don't they, on all people, but maybe particularly on old people if they're living alone.
Certainly, definitely. Cats and dogs are good for your body, good for your soul. Having a dog means that it needs to go out. It means they don't need to go out, so somebody needs to take him. That's probably going to be you. It does keep people active. There are loads of researches and studies which have been done on the interactions between dogs and humans. And apparently there are what we call happy hormones, which can be secreted when you've got a dog. Those are hormones which makes you feel better, make you feel more positive and less depressed. Plus, it's a great companion. So sometimes we're lonely. Dogs can be your best friend, really.
Yeah. Well, that's some really great advice there, Kobe. Thanks ever so much for talking today. And just the one message that we all know so well, of course, is that remember that a dog or a cat, or any pet for that matter, is for life. Not just for Christmas.
Not at all. And that's a very good point. You get a dog, you get a cat, you've got a commitment. It's your responsibility to take care of them, to feed them, to make sure that they grow and treated well. And it's a great responsibility, obviously.
Well, thanks once again, Kobe. Thank you.